Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from October the 9th, 2023. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at Friday's performance, generally speaking, a positive one. We saw the NASDAQ composite lead the way to the upside, up over 1.6%. Even saw international equities up over 1% with EFAEM. And the only thing in negative territory was AGG, down 39 basis points there. Looking at the S&P 500 chart this morning, we did see a reversal back into a column of X's, move up to 43.20 there, forming a double top. It'd take a move above 43.40 to return it to a buy signal at this time. So we'll keep an eye out for that and what may transpire from there. From here, middle of the trading band is 100 points higher at 44.20. We'll still continue to monitor that support line and notable support here at that 4200 level, 4220 level as well. Looking at the NASDAQ 100 NDX, we did see it return to a buy signal after reversed up, broke a double top here at 15,000. Currently, the only major U.S. index with a buy signal at this time. From an indicator standpoint, we did see the positive trend for S&P 500 PTSPX move to bear confirmed status, falling to 44% there. That was the status it maintained for from really March of this year up through June, but ultimately now can returning to this bear confirmed status, matching that prior low level that we saw in March here at 44%. Move to 42 would be the lowest level we've seen on the indicator since October of last year. While we did see the longer-term PT move down a little bit lower, moving that bear confirmed status, we did see the 10-week for the S&P 500 move back into a column of X's here at 16%, suggesting that stocks are beginning to move back above their 50-day moving average. If you look back here in prior occurrences in 2022, when we saw the indicator move below 10%, you did see a rally back, ultimately a little bit of a pullback before we saw a resumption. So that's what we'll keep an eye out for. If we see a little bit of a pullback here, or if we see continued improvement here, really continued improvement above the 30% level from here, and this particular column of X's spell a little bit of a different scenario than what we saw back here. But we'll continue to monitor that action as we see some near-term improvement out of these 10-week indicators. And if we look within the Dorsey Wright 40 sectors, this is that distribution curve of the 10-week indicators for the Dorsey Wright 40 sectors. Right now, a fairly low level with an average reading of about 18%, just shy of 19% there. But with Friday's action, we saw 10 of these 10-week charts move back into a column of X's. Any those highlighted in red here and capitalized are the ones we saw move back into a column of X's. So oil, computers, transports, business products, along with media and software, a few others here. Autos, interestingly enough, moved back into a column of X's on its 10-week indicator. Overall, we have about 15 of the 40 Dorsey Wright 10-week indicators that are sitting in a column of X's right now. So still less than half of those are sitting in the Dorsey Wright 40 are sitting in a column of X's right now. And we continue to look for that just overall improvement as stocks move back above their 50-day moving average. Moving on over to crude oil, with Friday's action, we did see it fall down to this $82 level, kind of moving through that support that we had seen in the $85, $84 level. So now moving into oversold territory for crude. Now keeping an eye on the bullish support line here at 79, as well as that March or August pullback level there at 78. Then we have earnings beginning in earnest this week. It is the really the start of the earnings season for the Q3 reports. We first have Pepsi upcoming tomorrow on the 10th. PEP is a 3-for-5er right now. Although recent action has carried it into oversold territory, sitting at 156, matching that prior low from June 2022, and also looking at the prior low here at March 2022 of 154. Now in pretty oversold territory, reversal back into X's would occur with a move above 162, and really at this point would likely see a potential buy signal somewhere in the lower levels here in the 160s. Not very likely to see it shoot right up here and move back above 182, but currently that is where technically it would move back to a buy signal, and also potentially match the bearish resistance line there. So action to keep an eye on, and a move below 152 would take out all that near-term support dating back to March 22. You see a little bit there at 150, but then we're working down towards the 130 level for Pepsi. So levels to keep an eye on for Pepsi there as they report tomorrow. Banks are getting started in earnest. Number of them are reporting on Friday, along with JP Morgan, JPM. We have Citigroup and Wells Fargo and even BlackRock. JPM currently one of the higher attributes among those that we listed. It's a 4 for 5er, sits in the top quintile of the bank sector matrix there, has positive weekly momentum, and at the moment still a little bit of a test of that bullish support line there, but it's been able to hold this on two prior occasions that we've seen the test of that support line. So we'll continue to monitor that. It'd take a move below 140 to violate that support line. At the moment, trading about 144, went move to this sell signal following last Wednesday's action. So at the moment, a reversal back into X's would occur with a move above 148, and then 152 would potentially return it to a buy signal from there. Support levels to watch would be, again, 140 along with 138 here, and additionally at 132. The final level of demarcation, if you will, would be 124, that March low from this year, March pullback low from this year. Another stock that we see reporting on Friday is going to be United Health Group, UNH, currently a 5 for 5er, ranks in the top quintile of that healthcare sector matrix. Moved back into a column of X's last week against the market following Monday's action there. So pretty interesting to see that occurring as it moves up to a 5 for 5er, and following Friday's action actually returned, gave a second consecutive buy signal here at 520. Still within a little bit of actionable territory if you were considering it outside of earnings season, but at the moment we'll just keep an eye on it. Still see some near-term resistance here at 528. See if we're capable of able to move above that possibly with earnings. Also see some notable long-term resistance here that's been discussed prior at 552 for United Health. So really very long-term technical picture. We'd like to see that moved above. Not likely that you would see that on this particular earnings report. That's still quite some distance above current trading levels, but always worth keeping in mind where potential resistance levels may lie moving forward, even if we see a breakout above near-term resistance. Support for the stock lies currently at 480 as well as at 464, that bullish support line, and then the recent lows here at 448, which actually we've seen that support level maintained since January of 2022. So been a bit range bound for UNH, looking for that potential for it to break out of that range is what we're hoping for in the long term. But ultimately here in the near term, as earnings are upcoming, just keep an eye on these resistance levels and support levels at 480 and 464 for the potential downside action. But as always, those are just a few of the names that we see reporting this week. And if you have any particular question about a stock you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.